Michael Burrill, head of the historic Main Street Business Alliance, said the reaction to the first Silly Sunday was the most angst he's heard from business people since he took over the position. He said he heard from 25 to 30 people in the past few days.
And I think part of it was the rate at $5 an hour, and part of it was that we had signs down the middle of Main Street highlighting that rate every 5 feet or so, and so you know, I think that felt like both a physical barrier. You know how if there are cars parked on either side and cars traveling up and down the street, you sort of have to get out of each other's way. So if you put signage down the middle of the street, it almost feels like you're not supposed to go there, and then just sort of highlighting it as a beware, you know, you're going to have to pay a lot of money to park here. And I think we had a lot of discussions with the parking consultant as we sort of launched this program to say, hey, we want to do things to manage transportation and traffic in an appropriate way, but we don't want to create barriers.
Burrill said it may be a warning sign, but he is not jumping to any conclusions yet.
If revenues continue to be down, I think we're going to have a revolt on our hands, but I don't want to I'd want to sound the alarm but not say that we're on fire yet. I think there's a possibility that it was a pretty early start to the season. Not all the kids were out of school at various school districts yet, and you know, maybe we'll rebound this Sunday, and it's probably a little too quick a turnaround to make big adjustments between now and Sunday anyway. So I would love to have an open book conversation with what the parking utilization looks like this Sunday, hear again from my merchants between now and our next meeting, and then get back to you and see if we need to make some adjustments.
Mike Sweeney made a similar point. He said the amount of parking in the China Bridge garage affects the circulation of shoppers.
And simply the garage up on Upper Main Street, without having full parking in there and people coming down and walking past all the shops and going back up the street when they leave, that's where we get the buyers that are going to do buying in other businesses on Main Street. But what we were doing was we were focusing our efforts on putting people out at the high school, and we did a very wonderful job of doing that, and that kept, in my opinion, that was one of the things that stopped people from parking on Main Street, in addition to the sticker shock.
Sweeney said the signs should also have notified visitors that there was a cap of $18 for the parking.
I think the $5 price per hour for every hour, people were getting in their mind they're going to have to pay $20 or $25 to park. They're going to go to the Silly Sunday Market and go quick, and then leave in town. And our goal is not to have them leave town. Our goal is to keep them here in town and spending money.
In reaction, Mayor Andy Bierman said he also heard some comments from business.
Also acknowledging that this is a new program and not panicking. I think this is something that we have entered into in a pilot phase, and we have some ideas, and it may take some tweaks, but we don't want to necessarily throw it out day one, and so I appreciate your incremental feedback. And to that point, I think I've heard, and the rest of council has heard, some of these concerns from citizens.
The city's parking manager, Kenzie Colson, recommended sticking to the path for now.
We know that during the winter season, the $4 rate per hour didn't scare people away from Maine. We actually blew Maine up bigger than we thought. So that it's interesting to me that we saw this trend this weekend. But I also agree that we have focused very heavily on the idea of mitigation. When I put my mitigation hat on and I see that there were between 214 and 250 cars in the high school lot, that's unprecedented. We have not seen that kind of behavioral change in any other market. And if those 200 cars were up in China Bridge, boy, we'd be full on our first market.
Park City parking manager Kenzie Colson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.